All right, welcome everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going exploring how technology is changing the game in teaching and learning.
Ooh, the game, yeah.
Specifically, you, the listener, wanted to know more about this idea of reflexivity.
Ah, yes.
So we're going to be using this article.
Okay.
It's from hackscience.education, and it's called Reflexivity in Technology-Rich Teaching and Learning.
Catchy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're going to use that as our guide today to kind of
Excellent source.
uncover how technology isn't just some tool, right? It's not just a hammer or a screwdriver.
Right, it's not just a thing you pick up.
It's really a force, like shaping the very way we teach and learn.
It really is. It's such a good point. And that's actually what reflexivity is all about. The term might sound a bit jargony, kind of
A
academic,
little bit.
but it's a pretty simple idea when you break it down. Think about where it came from, like originally.
Yeah.
Social scientists, they realized that just by observing something, like a situation, they could actually change it.
Interesting.
So they're trying to study something, but just being there observing influences it.
Kind of like a scientist out in the field, watching animals in their habitat.
Exactly.
The animals, they're not going to act the same if they know someone's watching, right?
Exactly. They get all self-conscious. They change their behavior. It's like, oh, there's a camera on me.
Yeah, totally. Like if we were suddenly told you were on a reality TV show.
Oh, absolutely. You'd start acting differently, right? I'm more aware of every little thing you do.
100%. Okay, so that's interesting. But how does that idea of just observing something, changing it,
Right.
how does that apply to technology in education?
Well, it's like those scientists and the animals, the technology, it isn't just sitting there passively.
Okay.
It's actively shaping the environment, the learning environment.
I see.
Think about all this, the ICT, the information and communication technology.
Right. Computers, tablets, online learning platforms, all that.
Exactly. And it's not just about having the tool. Like I said, it's about how that tool changes our thinking about learning.
Okay, so it's not just that we have computers now, but it's that the computers are changing how we think about learning itself.
You got it. And the article gives a really good example to illustrate this. Think about research papers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember back in the day, you'd spend hours in the library, digging through those card catalogs,
Oh, yeah.
painstakingly copying down sources and references by hand.
So boring.
It was a whole process, but now we've got tools, software that can handle all that for
Oh,
us.
yeah, like citation managers and stuff.
Exactly. But here's the thing, and this is where the reflexivity kicks in, because these tools exist, teachers now expect more from students.
Right. They're like, well, you have the tools, so.
Exactly. More comprehensive research, more sources, faster turnaround times. The technology itself has changed the expectations.
And that's interesting. So the technology doesn't just make things easier, it actually raises the bar in a way.
Exactly. And that research paper example, it really gets at the core of what figure three in the article is trying to show. It's like a visual map of this whole reflexivity idea.
Okay, so what does figure three show?
Okay, imagine this diagram, listener. You're in the center. One arrow points from you to technology use in the classroom, right? And then another arrow goes right back from that technology use to skills needed for success.
Okay, so it's like a loop, a cycle.
It's a constant back and forth. As technology becomes more and more part of how we learn, the skills students need to succeed, they change too. It's like a video game.
Oh, I like that.
As you level up, right, the challenges get harder, more complex.
You need new skills to beat the next boss.
Exactly. Well, think of performance expectancy, the skills and knowledge you need in this digital hard, like leveling up in real life. And technology, it keeps raising that bar, introducing new challenges.
That's a really good way to put it. So, okay, listener, I bet you're wondering, how are teachers supposed to keep up with all this change?
That's the million-dollar question. And that's exactly where the article really emphasizes professional development. It's absolutely crucial.
So, teachers need training, support to figure out how to use all this new tech in their classrooms.
100%. And it's not just about learning the buttons and menus. It's about adapting your whole teaching approach to really make the most of what technology can offer.
It's like technology is this powerful tool, but you got to know how to use it.
You can't just hand someone a fancy new saw and expect them to build a house. You got to teach them the techniques, right? How to use it effectively.
Exactly. And that's what professional development for teachers is all about in this context. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about this. I think it's pretty clear that technology is like totally reshaping education.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, we've just scratched the surface here, but it's obvious this whole dance between tech and education, it's constantly changing, it's evolving.
It's a moving target for sure.
It is. So here's a question for you, listener, to think about. If technology is always changing, how can we make sure education keeps pace?
Right, how do we keep up?
How do we prepare students for a future where the skills they need might be totally different from what we're teaching now?
It's a huge challenge.
It is. And it's something we all need to think about. you know, educators, policymakers, parents, all of us.
It really takes a village. We're all in this together, figuring out how to navigate this new world.
We are. Well, thanks for coming along with us on this deep dive into the world of technology and education. It's a fascinating, complex topic, and we hope you keep exploring it.
Keep learning, keep questioning, and keep adapting.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. DP18.